I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 18th. A serious pedestrian accident in Quincy last night is under investigation. Police say a 58-year-old Boston man was struck by a car at Southern Artery and Broad Street just after 7 last night. The victim was taken to Boston Medical Center with life-threatening injuries. The driver, an 82-year-old man from Quincy, remained at the scene, and the incident remains under investigation. A Boston man has been sentenced to 4 to 6 years in prison after pleading guilty to robbing a Quincy pharmacy over 2 years ago. 53-year-old John Gretchen admitted to holding up the CVS on Southern Artery in the early morning hours of January 11, 2023. Gretchen forced the pharmacist to hand over 14 bottles of prescription narcotics along with cash. Gretchen was arrested nearby soon after the robbery, wearing a hockey mask and a medical mask. Police recovered a black folding knife and a laundry bag containing the pills and the cash. He pleaded guilty to unarmed robbery. A police sergeant from Randolph attempting to cross train tracks in Abington on Sunday night was struck and killed by a commuter rail train. At about 8 o'clock Sunday night, MBTA police said it received an emergency dispatch from a commuter rail train advising of a pedestrian strike at the Birch Street Railroad crossing east of the intersection of North Avenue and Railroad Street in Abington. The victim, later identified as 56-year-old Scott Sherman, was pronounced dead at the scene. The investigation is ongoing by Abington T and State Police. Sherman joined the Randolph Police in 2002 and was promoted to sergeant in 2022. Investigators said no mechanical faults were noted on the train by T operators, and the train was traveling below the speed limit at the time of the incident. Video surveillance from the crossing showed crossing lights had been activated and the arms blocking the intersection were lowered during the crash. Lori Frost's daughter, Caitlin, was killed at that same crossing in 2022. Despite some safety improvements, Sherman's death is at least the third fatality at that crossing in the last 3 years. Now, Frost is pushing for more safety improvements at the crossing to ensure no other family feels the pain of their heartbreaking loss. Boston Children's Hospital says it's already feeling the impact of cuts made to the National Institutes of Health. The hospital says contracts with the CDC and the FDA to monitor flu vaccines have been slashed. The governor says the cuts would put them in danger and medical research at risk, as the hospital stands to lose over $100 million in federal funding. Boston Children's is the leading recipient of NIH medical research funding, receiving $230 million every year. A federal judge has blocked the cuts while lawsuits move through the courts. However, the cuts have caused uncertainty and anxiety among research staff. Healy also criticized congressional Republicans for cuts to Medicaid. 46% of patients at Boston Children's are on Medicaid. Healy said other countries, including China and some in the Middle East and Europe, are on campuses recruiting researchers away from local universities because of the cuts. The White House has said it won't touch Medicaid, but the Healy administration says that for the number of cuts it wants to make, they don't see how they wouldn't. 2 weeks before the policies are set to expire, the House and Senate took the first steps yesterday to once again temporarily extend pandemic-era laws allowing remote access for public meetings in Massachusetts. The latest extension of the 5-year-old policy, some of which were first put in place via an executive order issued by Governor Charlie Baker as COVID-19 triggered a global pandemic, could reach the governor's desk on Thursday. In a statement announcing House-Senate agreement on the issue, Senate President Karen Spilka suggested the extension might not be the last word on the subject of remote meetings this session. Yesterday, the House Ways and Means Committee began advancing a bill that would keep in place language granting public bodies flexibility to hold meetings virtually or in hybrid formats, as well as measures lowering the number of people necessary for a quorum at town meeting and allowing representative town meetings to be held with remote participation. Those COVID-era policies are set to expire March 31st, and the bill would push that sunset date until June 30th of 2027. With just a couple of representatives on hand, the House quickly passed the bill during its session yesterday. The Senate, where attendance was similarly sparse, ordered it to a third reading, which indicates the body's initial approval. Both branches are back in action Thursday at 11 a.m. Municipal leaders have begun urging Beacon Hill to keep remote and hybrid meeting options in place permanently, arguing that they've boosted civic participation and made it easier for local governments to manage operations. Well, Boston is a city steeped in history, but few places hold as many pieces of the past as the Massachusetts Archives and Commonwealth Museum in Dorchester. Now, the museum is showcasing its Revolution 250 exhibition to commemorate the anniversary of the American Revolution. Secretary of State Bill Galvin emphasized the importance of the exhibit in preserving democracy. Galvin said that the exhibit does more than simply recount the battles and bloodshed of the Revolution. It dives deep into the core ideals that the United States was built upon. You'll find documents signed by the likes of John Hancock and John Adams, letters written by George Washington and Benjamin Franklin, and even the sword from Major John Buttrick, who ordered the first shots fired at the Battle of Concord. Normally stored in a climate-controlled vault, the artifacts are now on display. The exhibit opens today and runs through June 17th. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are up. The Dow rose 353 points. The Nasdaq's up 54. The S&P added 36. Asian stocks mostly rose. The dollar edged higher. The euro was flat. Oil at almost $68 a barrel. In sports, Bruins lose to the Sabres 3-2 in overtime last night. Take on the Vegas Golden Knights, Thursday night at 10 o'clock on the road. Celtics host the Nets tonight at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, turning partly sunny at a high of 55. Clear tonight, low of 37. Mainly sunny tomorrow, high 57. Thursday could have a shower, the high of 56. And a rainy, windy day on Friday, the high 47. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, winds out of the north, 15 to 20, becoming northeast, 10 to 15 knots later today, high tide 3:01 p.m. Sunrise 6:50, sets at 6:54. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, March 18th.